it started off as a suggestion from the campus, because there was a few members that were interested, a few people that were working at the campus here that were interested in trains. And they were asked whether they could put a track together around some locos so they could have them here on their open day. And that's what they did, was they had a small track that was only just up and back, or a straight stretch track, no circuit or anything. They just had to get up and go to the end, turn the loco around and come back again.
A bit of a big ask, though, isn't it, to get it all organised for an open day like that?
Yeah. Well, the blokes, they borrowed locos from other clubs, I think, or some of them had locos they were building, but they got them finished and got it going. They had two or three locos for the open day, and it was quite a success. And St. Peter just grew ahead. Yeah. Just going ahead and leaps and bounds.
Well, we've seen quite a few changes, haven't we, particularly to the layout here over the 40 years.
Yeah, well, when I first joined the club, where the canteen is now, we had a little shed, 11 foot wide and about 30 foot long. We used to store a couple of trains and carriages in there. Come run day, they'd drag all the carriages out, set it all up as a canteen, cook the lunch and everything else in there. When we finished, pack up the canteen and put the trains away again. That's the only thing we had. No, only the one shed. As you can see now, we've got toilet block, canteen, and a big carriage shed now. So that's got 9 tracks in the carriage shed, and we carry quite a bit of equipment.
What about the track itself? What sort of changes have you made over the 40 years?
Had bits added on it. You know, pieces added in up the top here, which is extensions to it, and then improved. You know, just gradually, and there was more points put in, storage lines we had, so we could, when people were visiting, we could store locos where we'd keep them out of the road until they wanted to use them. And then the last thing, it was the extensions up the top and the extension to the track.
How big a project was that for the club to undertake that extension?
Well, we couldn't have done it. Most of the club members are getting up in years, they're not no chicken, so, you know, dirt and gravel around was just past us. We got a contractor in. It was all done with a laser, all leveled with the laser, and done perfectly. And when we come to lay the track, we just slap the track down over the top of the road base and just put the ballast around it, and it was perfect.
Bob, is it laid like a normal railway track, even though it's to scale?
It's laid exactly the same. The sleepers are fixed to the rails with stainless steel tech screws, and we've got plastic sleepers now. They set it down on the ground, then over the top of that is poured fine gravel, like a ballast, which stabilises it and keeps it in place.
So how much track have you got here now then?
In total now, the total mainline track is about 1.2 kilometres.
But you can mix and match that with the different layouts, can you?
There's about 4 different ways we can run. Probably by changing points around, running on different tracks, and we can change it over quite a bit.
So the new extension takes you right up through almost through the scrub.
It's made a lot more interesting. Originally, before we made the extensions, up the track here we had about 50 metres of single line. Like, people leaving the station got so far up, and if a train coming down the other way, they had to stop to let train pass before they could proceed. You know, both trains were using the same track up and down. So we've done the alterations, we certainly changed that, so we get one big loop. So it's virtually a figure eight, and it comes around in the middle, and they don't overlap.
The locos are interesting because they all run on the same track, the same gauge, yet in terms of their scale, there's quite a variation looking around at the different locos.
Yeah, that all boils down to the size that they were in full size. Some were running on 3 foot gauge or 3 foot six gauge. So even some of the cane locos were 2 foot six. And just once you scale that size to 7 1/4, that just gave you a multiplying factor that you use to multiply all your other dimensions and bring it to the scale you had. But you can imagine if you had like a 621, which is 5 foot three, scaled down to 7 1/4, made a fairly small loco compared to what wasn't full size.
Are they all modelled on actual locomotives, or do some people use a bit of poetic licence?
Well, the majority of them are scaled on full size. But some of them got, you know, they're just a little bit of freelance with them, just change them to suit their own, do their own thing with them.
The thing that gets me about them is that most of them have been built from scratch by people. They're not bought in kit form or anything like that.
No, we're just, well, With mine, I made the patterns and did all the castings, got all the castings made, and then turned the castings down. You can buy casting kits, which, you know, you're talking about $1,000 or $1,500 for a set of castings, which can start to get expensive. If you do it yourself, you know, or you're, if they've got plain wheels, you can go out and you buy blanks of steel, whatever diameter you want, by about an inch and a quarter thick, and put them in a lathe and turn your wheels, make your wheels out of these blanks.
Well, what would it take you from scratch, though, to build, say, a steam locomotive?
My first one took me 6 years. But out of that 6 years, the first 3 years of that 6 years, I was doing 12-hour days, coming home at 9 o'clock at night. So virtually I only worked Saturdays and Sundays, public holidays, or took holidays. The other one, the new one I built, that took me 2.5 years. Because once I retired, I'd go out in the workshop about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'd come home, come inside about 4, half past 4 in the afternoon. So I spend the time, in the workshop like I would if I was working.
Sounds like a real labour of love, though.
Oh, yeah, but it's enjoyable, And I'm sure if I never had this hobby to do when I retired, I would have been in a bad state.
But they're not all steam locos, are they?
No, we've got diesels, look-alike diesels, cane locos, some are petrol-electric. They've got a petrol engine driving a generator that's driving, filling batteries. Or you've got diesel hydraulic or mechanical, like petrol motor driving through gears and chains. So, it's quite a diverse lot, but they all do the same job. Everybody has an enjoyable time.
What is it that gets people in? Why do people take up a hobby like this?
I think it's the enjoyment of building them and the fun that you get out of taking people for, especially kids or even adults, take them for rides and see the enjoyment and the pleasure that you get from taking these kids for rides. I've had a little kid come up to me after we'd been around the track, and he come up to me, shove his arm around my neck and says, "Thank you." It just about makes you melt.